Hello, welcome to Hygge Time. It's me, Lainey, here on Monday, the first Monday of February 2020. I have just been playing a Tibetan singing bowl tuned to the heart chakra, Anahata chakra. So it's the note F. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the heart chakra and give you a short meditation today. So hopefully this might be a little bit more accessible for those people who haven't been able to make time for the full half hour podcast I've done recently. So hopefully I won't keep you too long today, but the aim is to give you something short and sweet just to open your heart chakra a little bit. So to give you a little bit of information on Anahata chakra, the colour is green. So not pink, like a lot of us in Western society associate the heart with and love. But when you associate the colour green with the heart, what do you think of? Perhaps you think of nature. Green is a colour for the word go, quite a positive colour, I guess. There's the lucky shamrock, that's green. So I think green does represent, even in Western culture, sort of positivity and perhaps a little bit of love. When your heart chakra is unbalanced, it can mean that you might feel lonely. You might be highly critical of yourself, you could be jealous, you could be cold-hearted, narcissistic. It can lead to physical problems, heart and lung problems. If you think about if you're in a constant state, negative state, that does have an effect on your physical health, as we've seen through stress. It can affect you physically. Likewise, negative feelings towards yourself or others can manifest as all sorts of other health problems. Reading a bit of information here says it can lead to heart and lung problems, maybe asthma and allergies. Take as much or as little of that as you want, but it's just an interesting thing to ponder, really. So it's represented, these energy vortexes, the chakras in the human body, they're energetic centres of the spiritual body. And the heart chakra is represented by a green 12-petaled lotus with a sort of Star of David symbol in the centre. And the Sanskrit meaning of Anahata is unhurt, unstruck, and unbeaten. So it refers to the Vedic concept of the unstruck sound, and Anahata is associated with balance, calmness, and serenity. So again, we can see there are links with that and other areas of our lives. I suppose if you're in a place of self-love, you probably feel a bit more calm, you feel a bit more serene and at peace with reality. I think with the modern world, certainly the way I've felt at times, or seen people reacting at different times, certainly online, there's a tendency to be drawn to negativity and fear. We talked about fear in the first podcast with Muladhara Chakra. With such instant news from across the world and technology at the moment, we have information at our fingertips. But also, the media sensationalizes or could be seen to sensationalize or prioritize negative stories, which obviously, we need to know about these things. There are important issues in the world, climate change, radicalization, knowing about your country. Not mentioning any political issues, but regardless of what your political ideals are, there's always something out there that's going to stress us out a bit. There was an article, somebody posted an article about all the amazing things that happened in the world last year. I'll have to find it somewhere. All the positive news from last year, and there was some incredible stuff. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have three of those for every negative one? And there probably are. I'm going off track here, but you see the picture about nourishing our heart with those positive, loving thoughts, and just perhaps stopping to think about thought patterns and whether they are in our best interests. So I'm going to stop rambling now and just lead you into a little bit of a heart opening meditation. And when I say heart opening, it's giving your sense of self giving yourself a sense of release from harmful thoughts, harmful feelings that could be holding you back from your potential. So when we open our heart space, we're surrendering to self-love, we're surrendering to universal energy of love. That can be quite powerful. And it's there within you. We're often, certainly as British people, told how we need to be humble, which is absolutely right, be humble. But don't be humble to the point where you self-deprecate, would be my advice. I've been there, and it took a long time to get back from that place. It's the only country where someone can bump into you and knock you over and you say sorry. Okay, let's drop down into our meditative posture. So seated cross-legged or straddling a bolster if you like, lifting the fleshy part of the buttocks so that your sitting bones are in contact with the ground. Grounding down through your coccyx, lifting high from the crown of your head. Closing your eyes when you're ready. And just connect with your breath, however shallow or deep that is today. With each breath, visualizing yourself as part of nature, which we are. We're animals, we're organic life forms, breathe that green love of the earth into your body, let it soothe the airways, air passages, let it cleanse the blood as we deliver fresh oxygen into your bloodstream. Bring this green colour into your aura, wash all over you. See the colour green behind your eyes in the darkness. Focus on the heart space. In the center of your chest. Visualize this green 12-petaled lotus flower as a bud. Breathe into this bud. Breathe the feeling of self-love, calmness, and serenity into this flower. Breathe in the vibrations of the Tibetan bowl. Allow them to penetrate this flower and allow it to begin to open petal by petal, breath by breath. See an inner green glow. As you continue to open this petal, open each petal with your mind. You can almost see the vibrations of the plant, of the bowl, of your breath. Of the universe. Follow the sound. Feel it penetrating your chest, your heart space, breathing deeply into your heart space, seeing this sound as green, a vibrant spring green. Go within and deep inside you will find the answers . Go within and find those healthy thoughts that perhaps you have forgotten about. Go within. And find a place where you feel loved by yourself. Go within. And reflect on those practices and those thoughts and actions that perhaps dim your glow of self-love at times. Go deeper. And scoop these behaviors out of the lotus. remove them from this place, this sacred place, where you must be unhurt, unstruck, or unbeaten. Remove these behaviors and release them to the universe. Go within and notice the space you have created for more positive self-care and self-love. Go within and feel physically lighter. Feel how much easier life can be when Anahata Chakra is unblocked. Notice how much more ease you can complete things with. Notice how much easier it is to be productive and satisfied. And notice how much good fortune comes your way when you have awakened this state. And gratitude. Gratitude for the smallest things can bring on the greatest change and can bring on abundance. For every one negative thought towards yourself or the outside world, try to create three things you are grateful for in the days moving forward. Return your awareness to your breathing. Return your awareness to this green, luscious colour. And feel completely filled with this feeling of serenity and self-love. Take a deep breath in through your nose and sigh it out through your mouth. Return your awareness to your points of contact between your body and wherever you are sitting. And gently blinking your eyes open for a moment of stillness. And that was your Monday meditation. I'd be interested to hear your feedback. A little bit longer again than I'd anticipated, but you can't rush these things, as I probably said before. This week, if you're feeling a bit wobbly, if you're feeling doom and gloom, you're feeling just a bit grot, physically or mentally, try and return to that colour green. Just take a moment to close your eyes and breathe, like muscle memory. If you get used to this meditation process, you don't actually need me. Obviously, the podcast really helps. But returning yourself, having a ritual, doing this in the same space every day or have every time you do it, really helps you to get into that meditative zone quickly and quicker with every time. Having that discipline, creating a new habit. We'll talk about habits a bit more next week. But just stop yourself and perhaps take 2 minutes just to breathe in green light. You can even go into a cubicle at work and set your alarm for 3 minutes. I've done it before. Okay. All right. Have a lovely week. And I hope you enjoy. Take care. Bye.